Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, fashion retailer J. Crew filed for bankruptcy protection after reaching a deal to restructure debt with its lenders. It is the first major retailer to take this action amid widespread business shutdowns across the country. For more, let's go to Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So J. Crew barely escaped from filing for bankruptcy back in 2017. Why are they in such trouble?
Well, I think the most important part of your intro was the debt. So J. Crew carries $1.65 billion of debt. And that actually resulted from a previous transaction. Essentially, the company used to be a publicly traded company. It was then taken private. And in order to take it private, the equity group that did that borrowed money. And all of this debt has been weighing on this company year after year. 2017, they almost filed to get relief from that debt, but did not. And as a result, now what they're doing is they're taking the debt and they're turning it into ownership or equity.
So what will happen to the J. Crew stores when businesses are allowed to reopen?
Well, I think what's really interesting is that we don't know, first of all, that in Chapter 11, what they're hoping to do is renegotiate a lot of these deals, come out of bankruptcy, but we don't know how many stores will survive. So there are 182 different locations for J. Crew. There's another 140 Madewells, which is another part of this family, and 170 outlets of the J. Crew brand. I don't know how many of these stores are going to make it back. And I think that they're going to have a smaller footprint. We don't know which ones will survive and which ones will be shuttered.
Who else do you have your eye on when it comes to retailers that could follow a similar path? I know there's been talk about JCPenney or Neiman Marcus.
Yes, both of those very much widely in the news. We know that Macy's and The Gap have renegotiated a lot of their deals. All these retailers really have come into the pandemic period hobbled by trends that really have been going on for 20, 30, even 40 years. We know department stores have been struggling. One marketing expert said to me that coming into the pandemic, department stores were in the seventh inning of their lives. They're now in the bottom of the ninth. But many of these stores can come out of this period, again, smaller footprints, but they may have these brands that they license to others. So I'm also keeping my eye on Nordstrom as well. And some of the names that I think are going to slide through, these middle-tier retailers that just are losing out to the online brands, but also losing out to the idea that many people are going to be very comfortable shopping online when previously they weren't.
Well, you mentioned Macy's. Macy's announced plans to reopen stores in some places starting today.
Yeah, I think this is certainly ambitious. I think that there's a real issue around if they open, does it matter? Because maybe we weren't going to walk in there anyway. Maybe the pandemic wasn't this big moment in time where it makes a business rethink its business, but it accelerates all the plans that were already in place. And I think that that's likely to be the trend that we see specifically in these retail brands. I'm also interested in these fast casual brands. Let's see if people are going to be so quick to go to a Forever 21 and see if those brands survive.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Jeremy.